You're listening to the Pageant Cast, your home of beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Janelle Mayer, Miss Cooley Region 2006, and you're listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast, with your host, Tim Crushman.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pageant Cast, and thanks, Janelle, for that great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we hope that you enjoy it. What we are going to slowly start doing is paring down the length of these programs. We had quite a few long ones there during the Miss America competition. We're going to keep the news sections a little bit shorter as we go forward, and we are going to have more of an emphasis. We're going to have more of an emphasis on our interviews in the future. We got a great interview coming up later in today's program. We speak to Jennifer White. She is the director of the Beauties of America. Beauties of America pageant. And we'll have a link out there in our show notes. If you don't know how to get to our show notes, it's easy to do. Just go on out to http://www.tkpnpodcast.com. All right, we're just going to do two short news articles here. Former Miss Universe Denise Quinones is appearing on the February 2nd episode of Smallville. She was playing the role of Maya, which has been described as an avenging angel type of character. I saw the episode, and she did a fantastic job. She also recently made an appearance on the program Freddy. She was the, quote, 25-year-old virgin love interest of Freddy for one episode. So she's getting quite a bit of work recently. Keep an eye on her. Miss World 2006 Beauty Contest will take place in Poland in September. According to the Miss Polonia organization, told the Polish news agency PAP. The Miss World 2005 contest was held in Sanya, China, and was won in December by 21-year-old Reykjavik student Bernia Vemadir from Iceland. I'm sure I killed that name. I'm terrible with these names. Organizers said that the pageant, in its 55th edition, reached an estimated global audience of 2 billion.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download. Already in progress.
Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Jennifer White, the National Director of the Beauties of America Pageant. So let's start with, what is the Beauties of America, Jennifer?
Well, Tim, the Beauties of America Pageant actually has been around for 22 years now, which a lot of people I don't think realize that it's been around, and that's not a small feat to achieve in the pageant industry. I think it speaks volumes about the quality of the pageant and the quality of the previous directors that came before me. It's a very unique pageant because women compete only in their decade age divisions, meaning they compete in either the teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s and up, depending on their age. So that really makes it nice. Women at different phases in their life can compete in an age division that they typically feel very comfortable in, and that makes it really special for the ladies that compete.
Do you have any difficulty filling some of the age divisions more than other age divisions?
Even though the women that show up in the 50s and up are always just phenomenal, mm-hmm. I think women typically are maybe afraid to venture either back out into the pageant arena at that age if they've competed in their younger years, or are a little hesitant to do it as new competitors. But what I've just found is that those women not only are fantastic, but they're very inspirational to the women in the younger age divisions to encourage those ladies that, you know, life doesn't end at 50 or 60 or beyond. It really keeps going and can be just as great as it is when you're younger.
So I take it your interest in this pageant is because of all the different age groups that you get to work with?
It really is, Tim. It's I just think it's so neat. I was a contestant in 2004, and I just thought that it was so amazing to see how all the different age divisions really complemented each other,
mm-hmm.
and how the women really learned from each other, you know, the different phases that they were at in their lives, you know, based on the different ages that they were and different things that they had been through, and It was really interesting and really fun for the ladies to learn from each other, being at the different ages that they were at.
Yeah, that is an interesting kind of cross-pollination that goes mm-hmm. on then. Now, how long have you been involved in pageants?
I've been in pageants 25 years, and so a long time. It's kind of amazing when I think about it, but I just have always really, really loved pageants and had kind of an interesting introduction into pageants. I was younger when I started, but not the type of young pageant contestant that unfortunately comes to mind now when people think about child beauty pageant contestants.
Mm-hmm.
I competed in a lot of scholarship pageants and things where you had to be really involved in your community and things like that when I was younger. In fact, the pageants that I competed in predominantly when I was younger, the makeup was not even allowed on the younger contestants. So was kind of my entry into the pageant world, and found it very beneficial to me personally and just how I developed and how I learned to speak to people and interact with others and just found it to be a really helpful tool throughout my life and in developing myself as a young woman.
Well, and you have quite a few titles that you have held over the years, correct?
Here and there. I've been pretty fortunate and blessed, so I'm thankful for that.
That's great. Now, besides pageants, what else are you involved in?
Well, I'm graduated from University of Michigan.
Okay.
And that was something that I'm very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Have an undergraduate degree in political science, and then I went on to get a master's degree in administration from Central Michigan University. Got married during all that time, and my husband and I live in Ohio now, just outside of Cincinnati, and
we
have a little dog and a little cat, and that's what we call home.
Well, if you're near Cincinnati, let me think, the Beast would be the largest roller coaster in your area.
It is.
have you ridden that, or actually the one that scares me is Son of Beast, that upside down wooden roller coaster?
Yeah, actually I think that one's a little bit bigger, and they have, it's wooden and they have the upside down loop.
Yeah,
so
it's scary.
It is.
I'm a roller coaster fanatic, so my sense of geography is always based on roller coasters
and
in the area.
Amusement parks.
That's right. Actually, Kings Island is one of the prettier parks in the country. It's really well maintained.
We've had season passes the past couple years that we've been here, and we really enjoy going over there and just walking around. And my husband had never really been a roller coaster enthusiast, never really had ridden a roller coaster until we moved here, and now he's just gets on every coaster he can get on while he's there, and it's kind of amazing.
Well, you haven't lived.
I'm the one taking pictures.
Yeah, until you go on the Beast after dark, that's just a crazy thing to do. they don't light that thing at all, and you're just riding around in the dark.
It's, oh, my goodness.
It's so scary. So, all these years in pageantry, what would be your favorite memory?
It was pretty excited when I won the Beauties of America 30s title, and of course had no idea that would eventually lead to me purchasing the pageant and taking over the directorship. I was kind of starting to get out of competing a little bit and really was mm-hmm. at a crossroads because I always loved pageants and I knew that I wanted to continue to make them a part of my life, but I didn't really know how that would play out, and what that meant at that point. And I entered Beauties, of course, and I was, very thrilled that I won and really loved the system and thought that it was so unique and so different because of what we had just talked about, and the ladies were just exceptionally nice, and it was just a really, really positive experience all the way around, and the former director, Susan Jackson, was wonderful, and it just was a good experience, and I would have walked away feeling that whether I'd won or lost, but that has to be one of my most special moments, and I feel like what a neat thing that it was for me then to be able to step into the leadership role for that pageant and to be able to now kind of take it to new heights. So I guess that's probably my most special connection to a pageant.
Well, and you should probably tell people if they want to learn more about Beauties of America, you have a great website. What's that website address?
Well, thanks, Tim. It is www.beautiesofamerica.com. And there are all kinds of little fun areas to click on there.
Tons of photos. I noticed a lot of photos out
mm-hmm.
there. And I noticed that a lot of the ladies that participate in Beauties of America either have been involved in other pageants or have come back, or it seems like you have a lot of people that it's their first pageant
or one that they're doing after doing other pageants? What makes Beauties of America a special pageant, other than just the obvious of the different age ranges that you have?
Yeah, you know, I think, Tim, other than the obvious with the age, you know, decades being broken down that way, I think when the women do come to Beauties and they do participate in Beauties, and this was true before I came along, and I think this has been consistently true from ladies that I've talked to that were involved in the pageant 20 years ago, and I'm certainly continuing that on under my directorship, it's always been a very nice pageant experience, a very positive environment, and it's always been very delegate-focused. And I think that that's something that, you know, you don't always know if you're going to get in a pageant. Some pageants, you know, do that, and some pageants don't. But with Beauties, it's always been consistently true. And, you know, the delegates feel special. They feel like queens the whole time, not just, you know, they're there to compete, to try to win, and then you just go home if you don't. So I think the ladies hopefully walk away, and I have heard that, you know, from previous delegates, and have certainly heard that from ladies who are planning on returning this year, that they just feel very, very special at the pageant, and they feel like, you know, things have been, they've been thought of in the process, and certainly the judging process is geared to that. You know, the way everything is set up, just kind of all the planning that I've done thus far and continue to do, I really am always thinking about the delegates and really trying to make it a nice, memorable experience and a good value for the time and money that they're spending.
Yeah, I have asked around to a few previous contestants, and they have echoed those sentiments of it being a very gentle type of pageant that really treats the participants with respect. And that's really a great thing to hear. Let's see, if somebody would like to get involved or become a contestant, can they do that right through your website? Or
they can. There's actually a link on the website, Enter Now, and it gives them links to fill out an online application. They certainly can email me directly. It's jennifer@beautiesofamerica.com. Or they're certainly welcome to call me as well at the pageant office, which is area code 513-218-5074. And we have a great year planned. We're going to be at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this year, August 17th through the 20th. And we have lots of fun events planned, seminars. We have an opening night dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe. And that's going to be fantastic, and it's just going to be a really fun pageant weekend for the ladies that attend this year.
Oh, that's a beautiful part of the country, too. That's going to be a lot
beautiful of
fun. Wow. Now, a lot of listeners that we have for the pageant cast are young ladies that are deciding if they should get involved in beauty pageants or not. So, for those listeners, why should they compete in a beauty pageant? Why should they compete in Beauties of America?
I think beauty pageants, you know, have taken a lot of unfair criticism over the years, and one of the things that I've always done is try to be just a personal advocate with people that I've come in contact with as an example, and showing that, yes, you know, pageant women are actually, you know, quite normal, quite nice, and often women that are very involved in various causes. They're very dedicated to different charities that they, you know, spend their time at, both personally as well as, you know, as title holders. And I think, you know, for me personally, pageants have been very helpful in developing my speaking skills and my personal skills, learning how to compete, because that was important when I, you know, left college and went out into the business world. It was important to know how to compete in business and understand, you know, that you're not always going to win, and to understand how to handle that properly and in a way that reflects well on you. And just really being a professional woman, and I really credit that to, you know, my experience in pageants and learning all those skills through that. So I think it can be a very good learning tool for young women who are really looking to get that out of pageants. And I think, you know, specifically with beauties, I know that they're going to have a good pageant experience that will be very positive, well-organized. The pageant will be very, very well-organized, so that helps with stress levels when you're competing, to know that everything is running the way it's supposed to run, and things are happening when they're supposed to happen, and you know when those are supposed to be happening, as well as a very fair event. We work very, very hard at Beauties, and I think that's one of the reasons why the pageant is entering its 22nd year, to make sure that fairness is, you know, occurring in the judging system. And we have a scoring system that's unique. We drop the high and low score for each contestant in each category, so that really helps making sure we're getting a true average score for that delegate. We have a CPA that does all the tabulating and a judges coordinator who handles all the score sheets and all the judges. So I stay completely out of that process. I'm not sure who wins, and previous directors haven't either. So that makes it very nice. And I think it's a really good value. I think the ladies will feel that it's money and time well spent when they come to Beauties. And that's something, being formerly in the sales world, that was always a focus for me, and making sure that my customers felt that, you know, they were making a good investment and doing the right thing. And I certainly carry that over to the ladies that compete in Beauties and want the same thing for them when they compete in Beauties.
Wow, fantastic. Well, how am I going to build on that? It sounds like a great time, and people should check out the website. We'll have a link in our show notes for today's episode of the Pageant Cast, and we really want to thank you, Jennifer, for coming on today's program, and we hope that you'll come back and let us know who won.
I certainly will. I thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know Pageant Cast, I'm excited how, you know, it's growing, and I think it's just a wonderful resource, and I just appreciate your contribution to the pageant world and giving people like myself an opportunity to share great things about our wonderful industry.
Well, there's some great people that have gotten me interested in pageants, and it's great people like you that are keeping me interested.
Great.
So thank you so much for spending a little time with us today here on the Pageant Cast.
Thank you.
This podcast is proudly listed on podcastpickle.com with more features for podcasters and listeners. Truly the best podcasting directory on the internet.
Remember, the Pageant Cast is on the Podcast Pickle, and we're pickle number 10128. You can listen to us right on the pickle, or you can subscribe to it easily enough. If you use iTunes, click on our simple link right at our website, http://www.tkpnpodcast.com, and you'll get each new episode as it gets created completely free of charge. We're always looking for volunteers to help us at the Pageant Cast. Drop us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com, and let's see what we can do together. Again, you can also leave feedback by giving us a call at our comment line, 206-339-TKPN. Long distance charges do apply, 206-339-8576. Hope you enjoyed today's Pageant Cast. We had a great time interviewing Jennifer Weiner, Beauties of America. If you don't know much about them, I encourage you to go on out to their website. We have a link in our show notes. Just go on out to our website, tkpnpodcast.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Pageant Cast, and until next time, Tierra Dream. Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.